Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, I've got a couple of letters. And the first one is from a guy named Zach, and I believe he's from London. He writes, "Hello, how are you? I wanted your advice on working in Thailand. I'm a qualified plumber. Can I work as a plumber out there, and how do I go about getting a job? Also, what's the average plumbing wage there? If you can answer, I would appreciate it. Thank you." Well, let me read something to you. Labor work. Accept labor work in fishing boats under the next category below. So, any labor work that, with the exception of labor work in fishing boats, is forbidden to aliens. Very simple. Thais can, they do the job without any problem. They don't need foreigners to come in and take the jobs of Thais. That's generally the rule in just about every country in the world. If you're a foreigner, you're not going to come in and take a native's spot. And that's why I keep saying, if you don't have a specialized skill, if you don't have some kind of income set up, whether it's from stocks and bonds or whatever, or you don't have a way of earning in a job that's location independent, then you're going to have a hard time finding work here. So that's the thing. You can ask until you're blue in the face, but it's just not going to happen. You need to find the work. Really, you need to find the work before you come here. You can teach English, but it is much easier to get a job if you have a degree. And I've been told that by many people. You can come and you can get a job without a degree, but technically you're working illegally. And if at all possible, you want to stay legal. The days when you can just come and show up and somebody will, "Oh yeah, I can use your help. Oh, you know, you help me." And those days are long gone, okay? So you got to make your own way. So, in answer to your question, no, you can't come here as a plumber. Now, as far as their wage goes, they make decent money. I don't believe they make anywhere near the money that is made in the West by plumbers, because I have a friend who's a plumber. He makes pretty good money. But they do, for Thai standards, they make very good money. Any job where you have a craft, where you're a craftsman, a tradesman, you're going to tend to make better money than just a straight laborer, an unskilled laborer. So let me get to the next message. "Hi Scott, I currently live in Canada and I have been a computer programmer for the past 15 years. I remember you saying in one of your previous videos that this is not an option for a foreigner in Thailand. Is it because the jobs are scarce or because they are low paid?" Again, this is a job that Thais are perfectly capable of doing, so they don't need foreigners coming here taking their spots in the labor force. Very simple. Thais are capable in the IT field. They're very capable. And when they have some kind of need for somebody else, they're going to, like, the Ukraine or Russia, they're going to over there instead of going to the United States or the UK. Because they get them for less money. Also, I watched, and I have to say, I didn't say computer programmers are not, there's not an option for them in Thailand. What I said was the IT field is extremely limited, and it's getting harder and harder for people to get jobs in the IT field, in the industry. Okay, also, I recently watched a documentary called Big Trouble in Thailand on YouTube. They have foreign cops that work as volunteers. Does that mean they are not paid? The volunteer means not paid. That's the definition in the dictionary. And here in Thailand, if they do get anything, maybe they get a free meal or somebody slips them 100 baht or a couple hundred baht, and I don't even know if that happens. If they are paid, is this something worth considering? Well, they're not paid. Especially when someone is coming from a boxing background like you, that would help. Thanks again for the videos. Well, I honestly think that it helps no matter what. I mean, it just helps in general. But I don't think that it's going to make or break you as a tourist police volunteer. You're not, if you are working for the tourist police, I don't believe you are actually a policeman. I believe what you are is you're a volunteer for the tourist police. I think that's how it's defined. But I think there's plenty of people who, they may have a wrestling background, or they may just be tough, or they have an extremely good ability to deal with people. I think people skills are probably more important than boxing skills. So, thanks again for your videos, Sam. Okay, well, thank you very much. I think those Big Trouble in Thailand videos, I've seen them before. I think they're a couple years old now. But they do give you an idea of what some of the guys go through and how some tourists can be, especially in places like Koh Samui with the full moon parties and just any time that booze and drugs is involved, things can get a little bit out of hand. When people are sober, I think there's less problems. So anyway, that's all I got for right now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Until next time, choke me that jerk at mine.